This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, Bitcoin bears lack balls to continue selling into 2022. As analysts like Crypto points out here, where are the bulls' balls? I'll be sharing a thread on the crypto markets over the last month and into the end of the year. And as Mikhail Vande Pop shares here, Ethereum carries the entire market. And he also tweeted, many altcoins are down 80% since their peak high in May. They're also on higher time frame support levels or approaching those. The sentiment is ultra bearish all across the markets. I'm heavily buying. Are you? And as Bitcoin Archive points out here, $69,000 Bitcoin is not the top. All bull markets have ended after crossing the 2-year moving average times 5. Still early. And as Jason Lowery points out, if Bitcoin captures just 5% of the market cap of other assets on this chart, it'll be worth over $2 million per BTC. And Max Kaiser shares here, evangelizing Bitcoin since $1 back in 2011 means I've been told for 10 years that I am mean and toxic. The truth is, people would rather hear comfortable lies from nice people than new truths from new people. Truth tellers often called toxic. Which do you prefer? Also breaking news, Paraguay passes a bill to regulate crypto and targets mining companies. As shared right here, today after an intense debate, the Senate approved today's new law project, which regulates the industry and commercialization of crypto assets, Bitcoin, in Paraguay. And he continues, this new legislation aims to recognize mining of virtual assets as an industry, establishes the grounds to guarantee access to energy, and requirements that guarantee the formalization of the expanded sector. I'm breaking all this down for you. And now for some FUD from the lamestream media, Bitcoin may not last that much longer. Academic warns, and Samson Mao responded, Bitcoin's fundamental value, be your own bank, apolitical permissionless money, move billions for a dollar in fees, instant and cheap payments, fix supply and immutable rules, and volcano bonds with professors like these, universities may not last that much longer. Also in today's show, I'll be sharing the latest Bitcoin price forecast for 2022 that predicts Bitcoin to enjoy massive tailwinds and surpass $100,000. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and all the major alts are currently pumping back in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but now also at no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. That's right. There are now officially no monthly fees for both new and existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC to take advantage of this special offer. All I need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. iTrust is the number one IRA platform in America with over $3.5 billion in transactions. Not only can you buy, sell, and trade crypto tax-free, such as Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also physical gold and silver. And yes, they are backed by Coinbase Custody with a $320 million insurance policy. Go ahead and visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA so you can start trading with no monthly fees, claim your $100 in free BTC, and let's start stacking those sats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. The Bitcoin bears will probably be too stoneless to keep prices down for much longer. Fresh Bitcoin price analysis argues, and in a new Twitter series published on December 18th, popular account Like Crypto summarized the events which led to Bitcoin's recent 39% correction. A combination of macro factors and smart action from the big players left retail investors holding the bags in both Bitcoin and alts. Light explained, this was apparent before the come down from 69,000 accelerated into December's liquidation cascade. The smart money knew that such levels were unsustainable and reacted accordingly, as Light Crypto shares here in this Twitter storm, quoting him right here, 25% of derivatives open interest was closed or liquidated, billions upon billions lost. If people were cautious before, they are now properly risk adverse. Those who did not take heed of the market's message a month before now began to panic in an accelerating fashion, as you can see right here in this chart. And after bottoming and since remaining broadly below $50,000, however, there is a fresh cause for opt. Those same early sellers are now beginning to look the other way. While Bitcoin is at a solid support and appetite for Bitcoin is returning, quoting him again here, whereas bulls have been cautious, bears have been taken to aggression, pushing perpetuals basis negative on some venues and building open interest, while the large players who de-risk in the $60,000 area have reversed course and begun to absorb the panic and short selling. Funds are likely done or close to it with structural sell flows, are cashed up and will now consider front running the other way, namely incoming buy flows in January. And despite narratives arguing otherwise, the future for the Bitcoin bears therefore is likely not nearly as exciting as the start of the month. Quoting them again here, it's the bears that will likely turn out to be the stoneless soon enough. Light summarized. Now let's discuss the altcoin market. Did they spoil the party? Putting the potential spoke in the wheel are the altcoins, these continuing to see distribution after considerable gains throughout 2021. And for the short term, however, Ethereum continues to carry the market, as Mikhail Vandepop points out right here on crypto Twitter. Ethereum carries the entire market. And he also tweeted here, many altcoins are down 80% since their peak high in May. They're also on the higher time frame support levels or approaching those. The sentiment is ultra bearish all across the markets. I'm heavily buying. Are you? That's right. BTFD, buy that freaking dip, especially when there's blood on the streets like we're witnessing right now in the crypto markets. And as the Bitcoin archive shares here, $69,000 Bitcoin is not the top. All bull markets have ended after crossing the 2-year moving average times 5. Still early, and if we run the math at today's Bitcoin price at $47,000 times 5x, that's $235,000 per BTC. And as Jason Lowry points out here, if Bitcoin captures just 5% of the market cap of other assets on this chart, it'll be worth over $2 million per BTC. That's right, and in this chart brought to you by Bloomberg Intelligence, it shows you the other markets from silver, digital assets, corporate cash, gold, S&P 500, gold equities, the global debt, as well as the global real estate market. Now you run the math. What if we were to capture 10% of these other markets? We're talking about a $4 million Bitcoin price. So we're still early in the game. Let's freaking go. And as Max Keiser announces here, dropping in a few days, this book will orange pill 10 million noobs to Bitcoin within 6 months. First, understand the spiritual liberation theology of Bitcoin. The rest is easy. And the title of the book is The Book of Max. And to help celebrate, here's a couple Max Keiser quotes. Love is mysterious. Hate is predictable. The violence around the world is a problem. Bitcoin is the antidote to violence. Bitcoin monetizes love and freedom and cooperation, whereas fiat money incentivizes and monetizes violence. He ain't telling no lies. Our next story of the day, the Senate of Paraguay has passed a bill on Thursday that aims to regulate cryptocurrency mining and trading in the country. Let's freaking go. Senator Fernando Silva, the bill co-author, said on Twitter that the bill will now be debated in Paraguay's Chamber of Deputies in 2022. As Silva announces here on crypto Twitter, regarding transactions with crypto assets, the National Securities Commission will establish the registration requirements for intervening agents for negotiation, compensation, custody, and intermediation in the securities market. Now the Chamber of Deputies will next year debate this project, where we hope the proposal will be thoroughly analyzed with the public and private sector, improving it if necessary for its effective approval. So there you have it. It's also important to point out that in Paraguay, this bill does not make Bitcoin a legal tender. And during a conversation with Paraguayan Congressman Carlitos in July, an exclusive peek at the draft bill was released. The bill hinted at stronger regulatory oversights from the country's regulators when it came to Bitcoin mining, as well as an overreaching purpose of providing investor safeguards from enterprises that offer Bitcoin services. Quoting him here at that time, "With this, we want to welcome the innovation of cryptocurrencies in Paraguay to the world. This is the result of a very strong and arduous teamwork of many experts in the field, both local and foreign." Now, the cost of electricity in Paraguay, which is the lowest in the region at roughly 5 cents per kilowatt hour, is one of the key attractions for mining companies. According to the congressman, Carlitos, who added that nearly 100% of the energy output originates from hydroelectric sources. So there you have it. Let the mass adoption continue. Quick shout out to Algebra.finance, an innovative version 3 decentralized DEX on Polygon and the Binance Smart Chain. It is now officially live, fully audited, and open for public use. And checking out some of their features, they do offer swaps, liquidity positions, and built-in farming. Now here's the Algebra app, which works on Polygon and makes the trading experience better and more suitable for common investors due to the close to zero network fees. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and visit Algebra.finance today and let's get this crypto. Also note, this is a paid sponsorship, so please do your own research. And before I break down next story of the day and I share this FUD from the lamestream media entitled "Bitcoin May Not Last That Much Longer, Academic Warns," as well as I share the latest Bitcoin price forecast for 2022, which predicts that Bitcoin will enjoy massive tailwinds and surpass $100,000. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $2.2 trillion with $109 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And the current Bitcoin dominance is at 40.3%, with the Ether dominance at 21.3%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Aave leading the pack, up 15% for the day, trading just under $197, followed by YFI, up 15%, trading just above $31,300, followed by Kadena, up 11.5%, trading at $12.18. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during Q4 of this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 24 out of 100 in extreme fear. Yesterday was a 23, and last week as low as I've seen it in a very long time at a 16, and last month a 54, which is neutral. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, like we're witnessing right now. BTFD bought that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. The future of Bitcoin is anyone's guess, but one academic has warned that the world's most popular cryptocurrency could fade out in the near future. Oh no, is Bitcoin to die again? Let's add that to the 400 plus other times Bitcoin was announced dead in the past decade. Now, Eswar Prasad, senior professor of international trade policy at Cornell University, told CNBC's Squawk Box Europe earlier this month, Bitcoin itself may not last that much longer. Come on, guys, you can do much better than that. And quoting the FUD puppet right here, and take a clear look at his face, because you and I both know he's lying to us. Bitcoin's use of the blockchain technology is not very efficient, said Prasad, who is the author of The Future of Money, How the Digital Revolution is Transforming Currencies and Finance. The cryptocurrency uses a validation mechanism for transactions that is environmentally destructive and doesn't scale up very well, he explained. Indeed, Bitcoin's carbon footprint is bigger than the whole of New Zealand. Yeah, this is engineered FUD, nothing more. What do you got to say about the geothermal technology of volcano mining for Bitcoin in El Salvador? Take that, FUD puppets. Now, Prasad said that one of the newer cryptos uses blockchain technology far more efficiently than Bitcoin does. He believes blockchain technology will be fundamentally transformative in the way that finance is done and in the way we conduct our day-to-day transactions, like buying a house or buying a car. Quoting him again here, given that Bitcoin is not serving well as a medium of exchange, I don't think it's going to have any fundamental value other than what investors' faith leads it to have, he shared. And more generally, cryptos have lit a fire under central banks to start thinking about issuing digital versions of their own currencies, he said. And he added that such digital currencies would be beneficial as they may provide a low-cost payment option that everyone has access to, thereby increasing financial inclusion and potentially financial stability. Quoting him again one last time, much as you might not like Bitcoin, it has really set off a revolution that ultimately might benefit all of us either directly or indirectly. exactly. All I know is this, I will not be touching CBDCs. They are pure evil. If you're to ask me, Bitcoin to the moon. And I love Samson Mao's response to this. Bitcoin's fundamental value, be your own bank, a political permissionless money, move billions for a dollar in fees, instant and cheap payments, fixed supply and immutable rules, as well as volcano bonds and what professors like these universities may not last that much longer. I couldn't agree more. And before I break down the last story of the day and I show the Bitcoin price forecast for 2022, which predicts Bitcoin to enjoy massive tailwinds and surpass $100,000. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,000 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into. The merch store is now officially live. Visit it at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net to help support the channel. I also have a daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which can be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications that help me get to 100,000 subs. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day and dive right into the Bitcoin price action for 2022. Fibonacci retracements help identify a few critical levels for the king of all crypto in the future. And as a result of increased institutional interest, Bitcoin will become more and more part of an asset class used for rebalancing investment portfolios. A survey from NotIxis Investment revealed that roughly 28% of large enterprises have increased their crypto exposure. And additionally, some of the top retail chains are starting to accept BTC as payment, while Visa said that every bank should have a crypto strategy in 2022. Very powerful words. Now, Bitcoin is making its way into the treasury management, becoming part of the corporate balance sheet and common households, thanks to MicroStrategy's Michael Saylor, who is the first publicly traded company to put Bitcoin on its balance sheet. For instance, we also have Tesla, who holds Bitcoin as an investment on its balance sheet as well, thanks to Michael Saylor, which opens the discussion for governments to start building a tax framework that would adopt cryptos as a legal form of means. And even locally, new elected officials in the U.S. are already putting pressure on the U.S. government to get regulating guidelines on the nascent asset class. Eric Adams from New York is one of those who said he wants to make New York the crypto capital of the U.S. and wants his first paychecks in Bitcoin. Quoting him here, in New York, we're always going big, so I'm going to take my first three paychecks in Bitcoin when I become mayor. NYC is going to be the center of the cryptocurrency industry and other fast-growing innovative industries. Just wait. Now, the growing adoption in the U.S. and Europe also outweighs the firm stance from China to outlaw cryptos, building the case for skyrocketing demand over the next year. And also, Bloomberg conducted a survey that concluded that Bitcoin is on the path towards $100,000, but that it is more of a question of time, notably due to the economic basics of increasing demand versus decreasing supply. Now, other professional traders also hinting at the fact that Bitcoin could reach $100,000 by the end of 2022, together with Bitwise Asset Management CIO Matt Hogan and Ballet Crypto CEO Bobby Lee. Shout out to Bobby Lee. I previously interviewed him here on the show and he shares some pretty fascinating predictions. Now, a simple Fibonacci retracement level together with the annual pickup in price valuations shows that Bitcoin could even surpass that $100,000 mark. That's right. Taking the same price variation between the low and the high from 2021 projects a price target at around $109,100 for 2022. And if a Fibonacci retracement is laid on top of that, all the Fibonacci levels match up quite well with technical levels from 2021. Now, the best example is the fact that the 50% Fibonacci retracement level is in line with the all-time high Bitcoin had in 2021 at around $69,000. Now, expect a fierce start to the upside as Bitcoin gains more traction from both retail and institutional investors, and even some tailwinds from frameworks by the U.S. and other major governments that should lift the Bitcoin price towards $90,600 at the 23.6% Fibonacci level. And after reaching that level, expect some fading to happen, certainly throughout the summer, with support kicking in at 60,000 on the 61.8 Fibonacci level. And following the recovery towards $80,000, the seasonal September sell-off will begin, bouncing off the $70,000 level and the 38.2% Fibonacci level. Price will then probably hit all-time highs at around $110,000 per BTC in the fall. So expect 2022 to close off with a fade and sideways price action movement for Bitcoin between $80,000 and $90,000. So there you have it. Do you agree or disagree with this analysis that we can hit $110,000 per BTC in 2022? Again, personally, I think this is very conservative. I'm expecting a $200,000 plus Bitcoin price in 2022. I like to point out that the stock-to-flow X model, which is versus the cross asset model produced by Plan B predicts a $288,000 Bitcoin price medium average between now and 2024. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show, Bitcoin bears lack balls to continue selling into 2022. I also shared breaking news, Paraguay passes bill to regulate crypto and targets Bitcoin mining companies. Also in today's show, I shared the FUD from the lamestream media that Bitcoin may not last that much longer, academic warns. Also in today's show, I shared the latest Bitcoin price forecast for 2022, which predicts Bitcoin to enjoy massive tailwinds and surpass $100,000 per BTC. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Jenny Jones wrote, love the show, great energy, crypto taking over the world. Thanks so much, Jenny. Greatly appreciate your support. One love. And our next feature comment comes from Larry Apple, who wrote, we won't hold support. I told you 8 months ago, no way we go to 100,000 in 2021. You said you're super confident we will. Hate to be that guy, but I was right. You are great. Love your energy, but you keep focusing on these insane price targets. Your channel would be much bigger if you'd be more realistic. Bitcoin will go to 100,000 one day, probably even 500,000, but it will take time. Just my 2 cents. Thanks for sharing your two Satoshis. HODL fam. Now for our third and final feature comment comes from Pokemon, who wrote, hi JV, enjoyed your show, missed the live show. I do like the chat with the Crypto News Alerts fam. I like you and all in on crypto. I hold enough cash to pay the bills and living expenses. When the dollar, pound, and euro crash, this will be where everyone and his aunt will be kicking themselves that they did not put their money into assets such as BTC. We are going to see carnage in the fiat markets, and I don't want to be a part of their great steal program. Take care. God bless you and yours. All in on crypto. Love it. Much respect. And thanks so much for your continued support. 2022 Bitcoin moon time. Let's freaking go. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. And real quick before I go, I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but also now with no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. This goes for both new and pre-existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC to take advantage of this special offer. All you need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. So go ahead and register now. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA account so you can start trading with no monthly fees. Claim your $100 in free BTC and let's start stacking those sats tax-free. And I look forward to seeing you in tomorrow's episode. Peace.